Hello.
Hey John, how you doing? It's Jeremiah from Cardiff.
Good, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got a couple minutes?
Sure, I do. No
Okay.
problem.
So I kind of figured out and got an explanation here. So it looks like what happened was the $142 that you guys saved on interest, for
Okay.
some reason it got minused from the actual loan amount. So they
Okay.
didn't loan you the full 150. They loaned you the amount minus 142, the business.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So, I mean, it makes sense, but I mean, it didn't seem like that's what was going to happen. I mean, if we owed X amount of dollars for our last payment, I was thinking that it was going to come off the payment. Whatever that payment amount was then going to be added on top of the 150 to create the new loan amount. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So
that
it kind
and
of.
yeah, I know what you're talking about because I thought the same thing. So what they did is, so okay, so you owed, here, let me, I have the breakdown right here.
I guess without having everything in front of me, so they kept the loan amount or the payment amount the same as to what we were going to owe for our last payment, and then took it off after.
Well, they didn't. They, for some reason, they didn't fund you. They didn't loan you the full 150. They loaned you exactly 149, 858 plus the 11,203.98, and that did not include the interest. So you saved that interest on top. They just took it out. So didn't even charge it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So
Okay.
if you add the balance, if you add the balance, which is 11,203.98. Plus
Right.
149,858, 149,858, you'll get the
Sure.
total of 200 and oh no, not 200. That's what the interest. Let me see, 149,858 plus 11,203.98. You get a total of 161,61.98.
Right, which is what was on the papers.
Right. So, and then you add the interest in, that's where you get the 225. So they
Okay.
for so for the loan amount, the total was the 161,000, but that included 11,203 and 98 cents plus the 149 $858 even.
Okay.
So if you take that and then you add the interest, that's where we get the 225 487.08.
Okay.
So
All right, so
basically, we didn't
we're a
loan
little
150, we loaned $142 less.
right. No, I that's yeah, that's what I kind of got out of it, and that's why based on our conversations, when you and initially when you were asking like, well, what did you want to basically net out of everything? We said
Was
150, and then
150.
it came up, yeah, and it came up. And again, we're not talking like, thousands of dollars here, we're talking $142 basically, but it just threw me like when I saw the funding amount, I was like, well, why wouldn't it have been like the full amount? Like if everything was calculated, based on what the last payment was, less any interest that was being forgiven, add it to the 150, they take out the payment, like they're supposed to, then we would net out the 150. So I don't know. It's just
Yeah,
to
that
me,
was.
pardon the expression or French, it's like just to me, it's ass backwards.
Yeah, and that's it's not your fault. That's bad communication on our part. So I apologize for that because you're right.
No,
It
I'm
should.
certainly not blaming you. I'm not blaming you. I don't mean to make that comment derogatory or against you. That's not what I meant. Please don't take it that way.
Yeah, no, but that's what we spoke about, and that's what it should have been. But it's for some reason the underwriter took it a different way, and it was just the bad communication of, I guess he just took the he minused the 142 of the interest, thinking that you didn't need that instead of making it a net 150, like you wanted to
Yeah,
save
well,
that. Like I think he did that to show
again,
that you're saving it, and yeah, I know what you're, I know exactly what you're talking about.
all right, well, I mean, it is what it is. So, like I said, I was just curious as to why it came out that way or what happened for it to be that, so.
If
But
you'd
I mean, I appreciate you What? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say if you have any other, you know, questions, I can try to get some more answers or...
No. I mean, you know, you've explained, you know, what they've done,
mm-hmm.
contrary to what, you know, maybe they initially had provided to you, which you conveyed to me. And like I said, for $142, I'm not gonna make a big deal about it. You know,
the important thing is that we didn't
have the answers.
The important thing is that we don't owe it to you. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't short it.
Yes.
So
that was
my biggest concern, was that I was like, did we short him $142?
I wanted to make sure. No.
So.
Yeah, no. You know, like you said, it's not the end of the world. So, but I appreciate you taking the time out, you know, with everything else that I'm sure you're doing, you know, to get the answers and get back to me with it.
Absolutely. I have no problem doing that at all. I mean, like I said, I want to be able to, you know, if you guys ever need anything in the future, you just give me a call, and I always try to get you. I want to be able to get you guys the best deal and help your business out.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
So, okay, John, well, if you need anything else, just give me a ring or shoot me an email and stay in touch. And
okay.
I'll be here to help out whenever you need me.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You as well, John. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.